Oh, well, this is our Christopher Columbus show. Yes, and I'm your pal, Steve Charney. You're listening to Conversations with My Dummy. And we have a potpourri of Columbus material, all funny. The Foreman Man. Oh, this is such a great one. You either want to fast forward on this podcast or just stay tuned. It's called Send 'Em Back. It's not exactly about Christopher Columbus, but it is about immigration. I think it's very timely, and Columbus is mentioned, and it's very funny, and I love the last word. The last word of the song makes the whole song. That's all I'm going to say now. And Harry's going to be in, of course. He's going to be reading a bio on Christopher Columbus. We're going to be talking about Columbus. And right now, we are going to start with Jim Kweskin's Jug Band. This was, who remembers Jim Kweskin's Jug Band, man? Maria Muldaur, Jeff Muldaur. This was a great group when I was younger. I used to love to listen to them. This one is called Christopher Columbus. How appropriate. For fake news relating to Columbus.
Oh, hold on. Are you saying that all this news is fake?
Yes.
So why share them with us?
Why not? The first fact about Christopher Columbus that I'd like to share with our listeners is that Christopher Columbus was not his real name.
Get out of here.
Okay, I'll see you later.
Well, you come back here.
Well, make up your mind.
All right, what was his real name?
Irving Toadstool, Odin Nestor, Egbert Walla Walla Doodlebam.
And you expect anyone out there to believe that?
No, I don't. And if they did, they'd be goofballs. Which, by the way, is what Isabella used to call Columbus. Admiral Goofball. It was a pet name of hers. Of course, she said it in Spanish, which came out something like Señor Schmendrick.
Uh-huh.
Now, the three ships he sailed were not called the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria.
Get out of here.
Okay.
Will you come back here? Stop that. Now, what were the names of the three ships?
Okay, they were Larry, Curly, and Moe.
Oh, stop.
I'm serious. The Spanish word for ship in 1492 was El Stuje. But actually, the three ships weren't ships at all. They were buses.
What?
Why do you think he became to be known as Columbus? Because he was a bus driver.
But how did he get across the ocean on a bus?
Well, back then the Atlantic was cement.
Oh.
And he did not discover the New World in 1492. That's a total fallacy.
What year did he discover it?
1838.
Where do you get that figure?
Well, I'm careful what I eat and I exercise.
You're ranting, aren't you?
You're ranting. Yes, I am. But if I can't rant on this show, where can I rant?
Well, I know a nice house you can rent.
It's not nice. It's Nice. And the Nice house is in the south of France.
What does your niece have to do with it? You're not even an uncle.
Ah, but Columbus was. Uncle Chris was what his niece used to call him. How could she call him? They had no telephones back then. Ah! Shows how much you know.
All right, what other fake news do you have?
Okay. Actually, Columbus did not discover the New World.
Stop that.
Sorry. That was up to Galileo, who discovered the moons around Jupiter. Now, those were new worlds. It turned out that what Columbus discovered was just the other side of the same old world.
You can't say that.
Why not? Because it's not true?
Because it is true. And this is a fake news segment.
Okay. I'll modify my last statement. 35 plus 76 equals fish.
That's better.
And that ends our fake news segment on Christopher Columbus.
And now, as promised, we are going to play The Foreman. It's from a CD called Folk Heroes. Check it out on Google if you'd like. I'm sure it's still available. Send them back. And it's, well, I'll just let them tell you everything because they spell it out real well.
Little Pedro and Juanita arrived this morning in Reseda on a special overnight delivery. They bubbled and they burbled and they flashed their brown eyes at us. We said check their little heartbeats and their immigration status. And if you should find they're here illegally,
gully.
Send them back. Give them one good whack and half an hour to pack.
Hand their cousins to the fuzz and stick them on a southbound bus.
Restrict immigration, give the country back to us.
Little Helga and her father came across the rolling water on a stormy day in 1923. And he labored as a carpenter so she could be a doctor. Now they convalesce together in the window where he rocked her. And their burdens on the state economy.
Nummy. Send them back. Give them one Big Mac and serum Ipecac.
On a steamer back to Bremerhaven, instantaneous.
Restrict immigration, give the country back to us.
Send the Finns back to Finland.
And the Russians further inland.
Send the Poles back to Poland.
And the Penguins to the Poles.
Any man with a tan should go back to Tanzania.
And Aegeans to Aegea.
And Koreans back to Seoul.
Well, Columbus found this nation had a native population who'd been living here since many years B.C.
Sorry.
Descended from a people who were noble, brave, and daring, who'd migrated across the Bering, eating bits of frozen herring, and spread out across this continent from sea
to sea,
so peaceful and so free.
Send them back. Put them on a trek Columbo couldn't track.
Let them count the steps to China on a friggin' abacus.
Restrict immigration and give this mighty nation back to us. Squirrels.
That drum is to tell you it's a call to action, my friends. Ooh, we want to support this podcast, this program, this show. Go to Patreon, patreon.com/Steve Charney. For $1 a month, you get to support the show and be part of it, and you will have my eternal gratitude. Okay, that's it. patreon.com/Steve Charney. Thanks. Bye. Thank you.
Well, did you bring in the bio on Christopher Columbus that I asked you to write?
Yes, I did, Steve.
Okay. You want to read it for everybody?
Yes, I do. Okay. Christopher Columbus. He was born in a manger in 1776. His father was the inventor of the light bulb, and his mother, Isabella, sewed the first American flag. Since George Washington was considered the father of his country, after Christopher Columbus's daughter married George Washington, Columbus became the father-in-law of his country, which made Lafayette, a distant relative, the fourth cousin once removed of his country. Now, during the French and Indian War, Columbus helped freeze the slaves by sending them all up north where there was no heat. He was the first explorer to be elected 4 terms as president. Christopher Columbus was also famous for having 3 ships, the Constitution, the Mayflower, and the Titanic, which sailed into Plymouth with the Pilgrims. It was here, as the Titanic, the mother ship, and it was a mother of a ship, plowed into Plymouth Rock and sunk not only itself, but also the Rock and the Plymouth, which was a 1963 model. This was when he said the immortal words, "The only thing we have to fear is the buck stopping here." Now, though he owned 3 ships, it was not these that discovered the New World. He discovered the New World in a Columbus, which is like a van, but it's a bus, an omnibus. One popular fallacy is that he sailed 3,000 miles on a galleon, but even a Toyota only gets, 35 miles a galleon. As the author of the Magna Carta, the Declaration of Independence, and Romeo and Juliet, Christopher Columbus felt strongly that the printing press, which he invented, was really round. He was criticized strongly for this belief, but was later proven correct when his press started adding in round numbers. Now, Christopher Columbus was also known for his honesty. As a young boy, he once chopped down a cherry tree. When his father asked him if he had done the chopping, Columbus replied, "I am not a crook." Christopher Columbus will probably be known for his major discovery that the world was square. He proved this by sailing to the 4 corners of the earth. His other discoveries, in which he tended to leave his name on it so people could remember him, were Columbus Circle in New York, the country of Columbia, he wrote the TV series Columbo, he coined the phrase 2 from column B, he also discovered the Columbus, which is invaluable when hiking because it always points north, and he wrote Columbia, the gem of the ocean. Few people are aware that Columbus's last name was Ohio. The end. Pretty good, huh, Steve?
What can I say, it's a masterpiece. You must have worked very hard on this.
Gee, Steve, I'm glad you like it.
Christopher Columbus, you make a bag of steam. Christopher Columbus, give up your crazy scheme. Christopher Columbus, you bring yourself disgrace. You won't be such a smarty when you're falling into space.
Papa, why don't you tell your son he's a crazy in the head?
He's a nuts, he no got no sense.
All of the time you look at the stars and be a butcher boy instead.
Cut a tomato, make it a money.
What do you mean? You see the queen and she's a call you crazy fool. Stay home with your mama and eat your pasta at home.
Christopher Columbus, you make your magazine. Christopher Columbus, get up of your crazy scheme. Christopher Columbus, you bring yourself to space. You won't be such a smarty when you're falling into space.
That was from an old LP called Smash Flops. Okay, on our Columbus Day show, let me test you. What did Columbus discover?
Columbus Circle?
No, that isn't right.
Well, he circled the Earth. That's why they called it Columbus Circle.
That was Magellan. Columbus discovered the Americas. Before that, everyone thought the world was flat.
Gee, I thought it was crooked.
Do you know the shape of the world?
It's such a mess.
That isn't right.
Of course it isn't right, but wars happen anyway.
Look, what's the shape of this CD I have here?
Flat?
No, I mean this part.
Round.
Now, what's the shape of the world?
Round and flat.
Look, you know the ring I sometimes wear?
Sure.
Now, what's its shape?
Square.
No, not that one. I wear that one during the week. I'm talking about the one I wear on Sunday.
Round.
Okay, so what's the shape of the world?
Round on weekdays, square on Sundays.
You need to study geography more.
Well, it changes so fast.
Do you know the capital of the U.S.?
Oh, about half of what it used to be.
I mean, where is the capital of the United States?
Most of it is in China.
Do you know when Columbus discovered the Americas?
How should I know? I wasn't even born yet.
All right, here's a little poem that will teach you. In 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. So, when did he discover the Americas?
In 1493.
You forgot the poem already?
Of course not! In 1493, Columbus sailed the deep blue sea.
Okay, why don't we quit while we're behind? Boy, was that a dumb routine. What can you do? Well, anyway, this show was written and produced, performed by me, Steve Charney, and I want to thank the foreman for letting me play that CD. And if you like this podcast, you want to support me, go to patreon.com/Steve Charney. Become a patron for $1 a month. You can also hear this podcast on iTunes, on my YouTube channel. Actually, not on my YouTube channel. Well, a few of them are on my YouTube channel. Mostly on iTunes, podomatic.com/Steve Charney. Leave a comment if you'd like. I would like you to, actually. And anytime you want to comment about this podcast, I'd love to hear from my subscribers. And go to stevecharney.com if you want to get more information about me than you'll ever need or want, man. Oh, it's all there. All the books and CDs that I sell. All the video. I have a DVD, and I have a lot of stuff. Okay. And, oh, visit my Facebook page, Steve and Harry, Conversations with My Dummy. That works, too. I also tweet a little bit, you know. Okay. Whatever, you know, I'm up there. And, Harry, you got any last words, any jokes?
I can't think of anything.
All right, I have a joke for you. Yeah. If the woodsman brings you a cord of wood 1 week and a cord of wood the second week, how many do you have?
1.5 cords.
No, Harry, that's not right.
I know it isn't, but most of them do it anyway.